This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast, where normally I read a 100 word story or one of the deranged regular guest writers here reads one. But it's Saturday, so it's time for the weekly challenge, where I give out a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. Some of you choose not to reveal your voices, so I have to drag a midget I keep locked in a closet out to read your stories for you. The topic this week was a war story. Well, that's nice, with Memorial Day right around the corner. Just four stories to read this week. What was it? Didn't like the topic? Got busy? Bored with this idea already? Or are you too weak and cowardly to give it a shot? Did all those soldiers die for you not to exercise your free speech rights? Maybe I need to start offering prizes. Yeah, that's a ticket. I better check my prize budget and see what I can come up with for next week. Until then, let's see who goes first. Let's see. The winner last week's challenge was... Oh, we have a tie. Ellison and PJ. I'll just pull PJ's out of... Wait, hold on. There is none from PJ. Oh well, that makes Ellison the winner by default. Way to go, Ellison. Oh, and here's his story.
Ellison, welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is my response to the sixth weekly challenge, War Story. This story is entitled, War is Hell. There was no turning back after the opening salvo was fired last Thursday. Charlie was the first victim. The enemy had swapped out the latrine bench for one carved out of balsa wood. I'll never forget the sound of his screams. We had our revenge when we short-sheeted Dave's bunk and filled it with tree roaches. The big ones. The medics said he'd never sleep again. After the punch bowl turd incident, we never took a drink without checking first. General Sherman may have said, "War is hell," but he never had to deal with color war at Camp Wellmet. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
That was Ellison of Blogged Ellison with his story. Thank you, Ellison. Now let's move on to the next story. This one's by Andrew Ian Dodge, another regular here at 100 Word Stories. Let's see what Andrew's got on the plate.
Slim was now a bloated wreck, wrestling with the tentacle growth emanating from his stomach. As he struggled with it, he spoke to it in a rational manner. He quite contently carried on in his normal tone to whatever entity was speaking to him. His awe's accent filled the room and the tunnel.
"No worries, mate," he said. "I'll make sure the whole world knows about Lord Cthulhu and his imminent return. This village will be in your pocket by tomorrow morning, mate. My readers love me. They'll follow me to the ends of the earth." He screamed.
Well, that was certainly a war story of a different sort. Thank you, Andrew. Now let's move on to Ryle of Elms in the Yard.
War Story by Rachel Jasko for Lauren Simon's 100-word story project. He had been career army for a quarter century and had seen action several times. Of course, I was curious about his service, but I was reticent about asking him. One day, some bright-eyed, bushy-tailed kid in the group he was leading asked him jauntily, "So, did you ever kill anyone?" I was appalled. Throughout the near decade of our friendship, that was one question I had never dared ask. My friend's expression grew sad, and his gaze fixed on something far away. I might have, he said, but I never found out for sure. I don't think I could stand it.
That was Raoul Jasko of Elms in the Yard. Well, that's all the stories people sent me. I guess that just leaves Beck from Insight, who never reads his own stories. I think he just likes the midget. Speaking of which, here you go.
Everyone liked the Major. He was the wing commander, an officer, but human. He once chewed out my grandfather for surring him off base. That's how my grandfather's story began, turning the page to the Major's picture. One day, the Major led a flight on yet another mission. Pilots maintained radio silence, signaling the tower with flares. The Major had a new crew member who fumbled the flare gun and set the bomber on fire. The Major kept the plane aloft until his crew all bailed out. The Major didn't make it. That's how most of my grandfather's stories ended.
That was Beck of Insight, as read by my trained midget. I swear, what he's done to the place is going to screw the damage deposit. Well, one topic, four stories. Well, it's something. Now it's up for you to vote for your favorite, so I'll just fire up the poll system here to... Wait, hold on. There aren't four stories, there's five stories in this folder. Oh no, and we all know what that means. Another story from Planet Z. I'd better queue it up and play it before they put me on their advertising list. I hate getting Planet Z spam. Ugh, gross.
Lieutenant Smith preferred to give out non-specific orders. Something, something, yada, yada, that away, he mumbled, waving his hand at the troops. His men toiled around the clock with nameless busy work, hastily, fritteringly, wandering around aimlessly. As Smith's orders grew more and more non-specific, his men appeared out of focus and could only babble incoherent noise. Pretty soon they were impossible to spot, unless you looked directly at them. That's when Smith couldn't remember he had men assigned to him at all. He wrote HQ and asked for a few new recruits, various skills, yada yada, etc. Just like the last time.
There you have it. Five war stories, all in 100 words. Thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge and sent in their stories. A job well done. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a bit. Until then, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. Winner goes first next week. And I might just slip in a little prize there, too. There's also the archives of 100-word stories, over 600 to choose from. I bet you can't listen to them all in one sitting. Well, unless you're sitting on the toilet. Let's light a match and flush this one twice and get it up on the server, folks, because we are out of here. Thanks for listening, folks, and tune in next week for the next weekly challenge. And you may want to tune in every now and then, like, you know, to hear the stories that are posted here every day. You might want to, you know, send me a few cupcakes and... Oh, never mind. Play nice, and good night.